This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
It's the warm-up show with Alan Jerry, the shortest show on WFAN.
Here we go. It's a Friday. Everybody loves Friday because most of the time you get paid, and it also means the weekend. Al Duke's looking forward to both of those. How are you, Baltazar?
Oh, hi, Jerry. Yes, we do get paid today. I'll be checking my direct deposit. My mother never used to get the direct deposit. She said she needed to have to feel the money in her fingers.
She could go take a withdrawal and actually feel the money.
No, she wanted to get the money, go like this.
What's the difference if she cashed a check and then got the money or went to the bank and took a withdrawal? It's the same thing, really.
I guess she wanted, that's a great question.
Or did she feel like the company's tracking her with the direct
deposit? No, I don't think back then when she was working, she's a little older now, not working now, but back then I don't think she felt people were tracking her.
Because Joe Beningo's older now. He's 65. His birthday, I think, passed a little while ago in September, and he refuses to get Easy Pass because he believes the government is tracking him.
For what?
People think that.
No, I understand. I see the long line of Easy Pass people. Then my mother used to do an envelope system. I think that's why she liked getting the cash.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, she'd have an envelope
groceries.
For groceries, gasoline.
Yeah, we did that for when we first got married. We did that for, I think it lasted 3 weeks.
Your envelope system?
Yeah, because the problem was we would dip into the other envelopes for dinners.
Right.
Or shows or whatever we wanted to do. And then at the end of the week, we'd go for the groceries. We'd take the envelope and there was $17 in it.
My mother had a hidden part in the wall of the laundry room where there were like hooks where you would hang towels.
Sure.
You could pull that out and there was a hole in the wall to hide your money.
Oh, speaking of that, and I know you love these HGTV shows.
Yes, Jerry.
So Flipper Flop Desert.
Desert.
We were talking about that on the podcast the other day. They bought a house sight unseen. And when they started pulling up the rugs to redo, there was a safe in the floor.
Ooh.
Hidden. And they got so excited. They spent $500 for a locksmith. Nothing in the
nothing.
Safe.
The people cleared the safe out.
He thought there was going to be gold bars and cash.
I always wonder about safes. Like, I have a safe, but
there's nothing
the thief
in it.
Could just pick it up and take it with him.
Well, if it's a small enough safe, sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's very convenient to carry and run with.
Is it wallet size for you?
Somewhat.
What do you possibly keep in it? What do you have?
What I have in a safe?
You leave in a safe?
My passport.
Your passport and your social security card.
Those two things.
Hence, your safe is your wallet.
Yeah, very thin safe. Jerry, Tom Izzo, the coach.
Not Tom Izzo, the videographer.
No, Tom Izzo, the coach,
yes.
Had to be restrained by his players for...
Let's not get nuts. He was not
shouting.
Restrained.
He was in the face of freshman Aaron Henry.
He was not... Henry had a tough day.
He was up in his business.
He should have been up. Did you see him blow a dunk on a breakaway when they were down 2 points?
He missed the dunk?
Missed it badly. Instead of just laying the ball in to get the game tied, he just missed it horribly. He went for one of those showman-like, I'm going to throw this thing down, and missed. You can't do that.
Boy, the players don't seem to have any problem touching Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo.
To push him away. You know what I mean? Like... They were all just putting their hands up in Tom Izzo's shoulders to move him out of the way.
I don't think it was that bad, but yeah.
And then he didn't apologize after the game, which I guess people were looking for some sort of apologies. He said.
Why? He didn't put
that's what he said.
Listen, was he angry? Yes. Did he put his hands on the kid? He did not.
Right. He didn't.
Never touched him. He pointed at him and got close to him. He never put his hands on him.
Did you see that Bobby Knight 30 for 30?
I believe I did.
Oh, he was putting hands on guys.
That's different, Al.
He put him in the Undertaker or the Kane, whatever wrestler does, the chokehold.
I don't know. You would know that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
King Kong Bundy?
No, King Kong Bundy was not a choker. He would use his weight against you.
Oh, okay.
But as you mentioned, Jerry, we have a guy here that works at the radio station. His name is also Tom Izzo.
Yes.
He does all the videos that we put out on Twitter.
Tom Izzo.
You're bad on your first take.
Yeah, he will put all my videos together.
Wasting my time.
He was getting attacked by people on Twitter thinking He was the coach, Tom Izzo. They were like, that. How dare you?
Well, in fairness, in the face. My phone has Izzo's number.
Yes.
Yeah. Tom Izzo, not Michigan State.
Not because do you have a Tom Izzo Michigan State number?
I believe I do.
Let's call him up right now, Jerry. Dial him up, Eddie. Tom Izzo, the coach.
No chance. Crazy.
Jerry seems to be bad things happening in Johnny Manziel's world. Well, very.
Why is Johnny Manziel relevant at this point?
Oh, he ever hear of the AAF? That's where he's quarterbacking
now. I have,
now.
But whatever. Like, he's jumped the shark, has he
Well, not yet.
Why? Because Instagram models?
Yeah.
What has he done?
Well, he's married to a gal named Bree Tiesi Manziel.
Okay.
On her Instagram, Jerry, she has removed the name Manziel, and she has deleted all pics with him in it.
And we care why.
We call this scrubbing Instagram.
How many times have you scrubbed?
I've not scrubbed Instagram.
You know, scrub your Twitter?
I've not run into any problems where I've had to scrub my social media.
You're going to be Instagramming your face off.
Face right
never
off.
Never scrubbed a post?
Scrubbed the post. Yeah, probably.
Probably.
But I also
think... How many times in all these years of Twitter...
Yeah.
Because you love fighting
I do.
With people.
I love to fight people.
Not physically, but verbally and specifically on Twitter. You
I don't ever fight.
How many times have you tweeted something, a response, and realized, well, that's, you know.
Not great.
That's kind of stupid.
I have, and then I've also thought this, like, should I delete it? But on Twitter now, when you delete something, you've already admitted fault.
Absolutely.
So then you look guilty. So I don't,
you'll leave it.
I'll leave it.
Hmm. So you don't have that self-awareness as you're typing it. You're just still in attack mode.
Attack mode.
Yeah.
And Johnny Manziel deleted his Instagram.
Again, who cares? Like, honestly.
I thought you were interested in following them.
If Johnny Manziel throws for 500 yards in his first AAF game,
yes,
whenever that might be, and 6 touchdowns, story. Johnny Manziel on Instagram, no one cares.
I thought you were going to go with not a story because it's the AAF. I'm glad you said that would be a story.
No, I think the football is actually pretty good. No, I don't know.
That would be a story.
I actually like the AAF. I'm all right with it.
I'd love to see him come to the Giants.
And, oh, one other thing. So I heard you guys mention this yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Let him come to the Giants. Wonderful. them doing the championship game in Frisco, Texas.
Yes, where the Cowboys
So just so practice. You're aware, you've been to, I know you've been to Florham Park, and you've seen the Jets facility and the Giants facility, which are amazing. The facility that they're playing in Frisco have, like, real stands. Like, it's a mini stadium. It's not just a field where they're going to put some folding chairs around the field for people to watch. It's legit. And they
mini
do hold,
stadium.
It
mini
is.
Stadium.
Like, it's actually kind of cool. Is it Texas Stadium or Cowboy Stadium? No. But
it is not.
It's not just this small little venue. It's
okay.
Kind of cool, actually.
So it's respectable.
I think it is, yeah.
The Eagles proposed something, Jerry, and then withdrew it.
Signing Johnny Manziel.
No.
Oh.
Worse.
Worse.
They wanted the Cowboys and Detroit Lions to not always play at home on Thanksgiving.
Okay, well,
they were
on you.
They were okay with them playing on Thanksgiving,
tradition.
But they didn't want them always to have the home game. So
why.
Every other year, make the Cowboys go to Washington or something.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They withdrew it.
That's tradition.
Tradition.
That's kinda, yeah, it's, and I'm not.
They found
that's
it
cool.
unfair that the Cowboys don't have to travel on the big
I'll
holiday.
I'll tell you when it's not fair. Here's when it's not fair.
Have a great Thanksgiving. F off, everybody.
That was your response to the Eagles.
Yes. Here's where it's not fair. And it's happened, not every year, but it does happen from time to time, when the Cowboys get a home game on Sunday and then get the Thanksgiving Day game. I agree with anybody that says that's not fair. It's not. You got to play on the road Sunday if you got that game at home Thursday.
Yeah. And we'll watch the Lions no matter how much they suck. Because
have a great Thanksgiving. You know what? Kill yourself.
Because it's a Thanksgiving tradition, Jerry.
Yes.
Right?
Even though the game's usually terrible.
The games are usually terrible.
But there is something about sitting down for that 12:30 game on Thanksgiving. I don't know why, but the game gets boring in the second quarter, but it's cool.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Eat it.
You are not a big Thanksgiving fan, it turns out.
And just for the record, it's March 22nd.
Oh.
So I don't think we have to worry about Thanksgiving.
Why would the Eagles put that in and then withdraw it?
I don't know. Who knows? They don't want to start something.
They didn't want to. What's that saying where they go, don't write checks that your butt can't cash?
Happy Thanksgiving.
This would be awesome if it was November.
Right now, people are like, I think they're rerunning shows on FAN.
We are not rerunning shows. We'll get to the NCAA tournament coming up
this
soon.
This is a fresh, brand new show.
We take a break already.
All right.
We'll come back, and Al is going to cover, I believe, 4 games from the East region.
Probably
when
not.
We come back with Boomer and Geo on the Fan.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, here we go. There's not enough time to give you all the scores, but I will tell you the Islanders and the Devils lost. Al, break down the East region. Go ahead. What do you like?
I don't have to break down the East, Jerry, but the Suns have signed Jimmer Fredette, which is
still around.
Yeah, which is a guy that I remember watching in the tournament. I don't remember what year that was.
It was 1984.
No, it was not. It was very recent. Well, that guy was draining
threes.
Then how did he not? How was he not successful in the NBA? Didn't he go to the Sacramento Kings?
Players there denying the threes.
But then he went to some foreign country, dominated, Jerry. That's right.
It's not quite the same.
It's very similar.
In case you're not aware, you think Nathan McGee will have a career in the NBA.
Nathan McGee, I don't know who that is.
Well, he's like the Jimmer Fredette last night and draining threes all night. Everyone, as Wofford beats Seton Hall. Whatever, him too.
Everyone knew Jimmer Fredette.
Exactly my point. They did. Was it BYU? Is that where he went?
Yeah, I knew it was a Mormon school. That's the only one I can think of. Or Utah,
Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer
Fredette.
It's a
good basketball name too.
Yes.
Jimmer.
I can't wait for the 30 for 30.
Did you count all the Shaqs yesterday?
Shaquille, a guy's name Shaquille?